It's time now for Minnesota Reads here on Northland Morning. Our guest this morning is Lauren Robinson, the author of a book called Tales from the Warming, published in 2017 by Open Books. Good morning, Lauren. How are you doing today?
Well, good morning. I'm doing very well, thank you.
This is a collection of short stories, and it's called Tales from the Warming, and that refers to global warming, which I realize is a greater term. You call it just the warming, which certainly stands to reason that we all know what we're talking about there. In climate fiction, is this a genre that you've come up with? I've never heard climate fiction before.
Well, certainly not my genre. It's been around under that name for about 10 years now. It is a genre which basically focuses on the impact of what I call the warming on we the people, and the stories and novels that are written have to do primarily with the impact of the climate crisis.
When I first heard the term a week ago, I was thinking that this is a term that would almost make more sense for people who are denying that climate change is occurring. They'd like to call it climate fiction in a way. So,
that's a very interesting point that you make. And the best response I can give you is something that the playwright and author Doris Lessing said some years ago. She said, and I'm paraphrasing, that fiction can make a much better job of the truth. In other words, truth can be told better many times through fiction than it can through nonfiction. Her point was, or the point that she could have made if she was addressing this particular situation, is that we've spent far too much time, decades in fact, arguing about whether the warming is real and who's responsible. In other words, is it human greenhouse gas emissions, or is it some kind of weather phenomenon? The term used often is a natural warming cycle. We've gone back and forth and back and forth on this for decades. Meanwhile, warming marches on. The problem, of course, is that the terms in which it's been sketched or framed have been primarily scientific. Much of the material written about the warming has been from science, and so therefore it's been full of jargon, charts, graphs, statistics, and so on, to which people can't really relate very well. On top of that, science, as you know, is objective, or should be objective, in its approach to information. In other words, it tells us what is, but not what it means. And I think fiction plays a very important role in trying to fill in that gap, to tell people or indicate to people or help them come to the realization of what this phenomenon called, I call the warming, is going to mean to our civilization.
Now, there have been many, I guess I'll call them apocalyptic films in the last decade or so about asteroids hitting the Earth and bad weather from climate change, but really that focused on one particular approach, one particular story, one particular topic, one particular event. You've chosen a novel, not a novel, I should say, a collection of short stories rather than a novel, 10 or so of them. Why several different stories rather than taking on one angle of the whole phenomenon?
Oh, you're good, and thank you for that. It's a great a great lead-in to the reason for the book. I wanted to give readers the chance to travel the world and take a look at the implications, negative implications of what's happening and going to happen. And so we do. We do go to 10 different locations around the world, and it's over about a 40-year time frame. So we're viewing the warming as it evolves in these stories. The book goes to, if I can get this all straight, Tanzania, Polynesia, goes to Bangladesh, Venice, South Sudan, Los Angeles, southwestern China, goes to two cities. One story is called The Tale of Two Cities. It has to do with Los Angeles, New Orleans and Miami. And one goes to, takes us to the Persian Gulf, and the final story, we go to, of all places, to Greenland. So we do move around a great deal, and in each of the individual locations, we have what I call real people, which, of course, are characters, but I make them as real as possible, confronting some aspect of the warming and the problems that it's bringing.
The time frame of the book is the near future, and I have to say when I was reading some excerpts from the book, what came to mind for me as far as a collection of short stories dealing with the near future and with science, of course, Ray Bradbury came to mind. I realize he's writing with a different intent, I think, than climate fiction might be, though he certainly was dealing with planetary phenomena in many ways, but that it was not, say, 500 years in the future or 1,000 years in the future. It is the tangible near future. Is there a reason you chose the range 2022 to about 2060 or so, the near future? Why that period rather than later on?
Yes, very good question. Again, one of the hallmarks of climate fiction is the fact that it does deal with the near term, unlike science fiction or sci-fi. And cli-fi, of course, is a derivative of sci-fi in the sense that it has the same sound. Mm. One major distinction is the fact that climate fiction does deal with more or less the now, with the real, and it's an effort to give people a chance to relate to what's happening and will be happening in the short term. There's no fantastic, you know, science fiction element here. It's all kind of the real deal. The book, actually, I would call faction. And it's a combination of the two words, fiction and fact. That's a fairly common approach these days. The book is based in climate science. I've spent a couple of years intensely studying the whole area. And so the stories are real in the sense that they are based in the, some cases, worst case predictions of climate science. But they are fiction as a way of trying to sort of lead people to the realization that this is what, you know, can happen or will be happening as a result of these climatic conditions, these situations with the rising oceans and rising global temperatures and, of course, increasingly violent weather. So I think the short term, it's much easier for folks to relate to, and for that reason, I chose to do that particular approach.
We're speaking with Lauren R. Robinson, the author of a book called Tales from the Warming, which is published this year by Open Books. So dealing with climate change in the near future, certainly the factual news reports of the day, and there, I know there's debate back and forth, but people that are really trying to wrestle with climate change that's happening now, it's a rather bleak outlook. Do these set of 10 stories, do you feel that it does kind of give a bleak outlook to the future, or is there a ray of hope in there somewhere?
Well, I hate to confess it, but I'm a pessimist, and I didn't start out that way. I got that way after a lot of study. Most climate scientists and others believe we've reached what's called the tipping point. The phenomenon, global warming, the warming is now kind of baked in and is going to go on almost no matter what we do. The fact is, and here's a quick bit of chemical science that helps buttress that concern, the CO2 molecule is extremely robust. That means it doesn't disintegrate very rapidly. And in fact, a molecule may last for up to 90 years in the atmosphere. But that means that any CO2 molecule that goes up some smokestack today or out some automotive exhaust today could be up there causing trouble 90 days hence. In other words, imagine the year 2107. So we're currently dumping 35 billion, that's with a B, tons of CO2 in the atmosphere every year. That's 1,000 tons a second, and there's no sign of it going down. It's flattened out a little bit, which is good news, but nonetheless, we're continuing to pump all this greenhouse gas in the atmosphere, and it's only going to lead to a long and protracted problem with the warming for that reason. You know, the fact is that 800,000 years ago, the last time the atmosphere contained over 400 parts per million of CO2, which it does today, the seas were 100 feet higher than they are today, and the average global temperature was 11 degrees Fahrenheit higher than it was today. Mm. And I'm afraid that's the direction in which we're heading. So I am pessimistic, yes. I, I'll make a bold statement here, and many will argue with me, and that's fine, but I believe the warming will be a civilization changer. And that, of course, can only be of a great concern, not so much to us today and to our kids today, but to our children's children and our grandchildren and the rest of humanity as time rolls on.
People reading these short stories, sometimes, and I'll refer back to Ray Bradbury, sometimes you think that they are unique and isolated stories from each other, but sometimes you find a common thread or maybe a character or a conversation that seems to link them all together. Is there a grand link that puts these stories together in some way?
Well, the only grand link, of course, is that people in these stories are facing some aspect of what the warming is doing. The individual stories are quite different and do deal with very different sorts of phenomena. They range from, you know, severe weather to flooding to drought and other nasty aspects of what's going to be happening, or in some cases is already clearly happening. So that's more of the thread. The real thread I wanted to suggest is the humanity of the book. It's a humanistic book, not a scientific book. And I'm trying to put these people in harm's way, and by the way, many of them survive. But along the way, they learn ways to mitigate or to deal with the warming. And we learn as readers, therefore, some things that we can think about to help us to deal with what's coming. So that is an overriding kind of theme, I guess, for the book. And it's what I want people to take away from it.
We're speaking with Lauren Robinson, the author of the book Tales from the Warming. Lauren, thanks so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it and look
just
forward to...
Just one quick thing, if I could. Mm-hmm. I wanted to give a little plug to your local new bookstore, Zenith Books. Bob DeBrow is stocking the book there in Duluth. And if folks want to stop by and see the new store and take a look at it, it's also available on all the major websites, online booksellers, in terms of both the soft cover and an e-book.
Thanks for the advice.
My pleasure. Thanks for the call.
Take care.
You too.
Lauren R. Robinson, the author of a book called Tales from the Warming, published in 2017 by Open Books. This is Minnesota Reads on Northland Morning. Minnesota Reads is produced at KMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.